Yeah, lots of people in the 80s are doing Amway, they're doing Avon, Mary Kay, Tupperware.
Countdown for MLM 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey everyone, I'm Gretchen.
And I'm Richard.
Welcome to Streamiversity, a 9-minute podcast rooted entirely in appreciation for the podcast Streamiverse.
We are all in on studying up on Streamiverse's journey, from Quibi Fam Podcast to Spike Podcast. We talk about everything Streamiverse, and here is what's happening at the Streamiversity today. Hi, welcome to Streamiversity. It's Friday.
Yay!
TGIF.
Yes.
Oh, that makes me think of TGIF back in the day on ABC. Something about, I know they had a theme song that, it's Friday night and the mood is right. Everybody's having fun. Show you how it's done, TGIF. Except for done way better than that.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Gretchen, what are your like TGIF memories? Like, what is the lineup for you?
Okay, off of the top of my head, TGIF, this is what comes to mind. Full House. Perfect Strangers. Just the 10 of us. Family Matters?
For off the top of your head, that's really good, because the only actual show that's not in your lineup, like a true TGIF lineup, is if you just take out Family Matters and substitute Mr. Belvedere, then all those shows aired together. Full House, Perfect Strangers, Mr. Belvedere, and then just the 10 of us. So really good.
Oh, how could I forget about Mr. Belvedere? Yeah, I liked that show too. And actually, I like rewatched it a few years ago when it jumped back into syndication. And I have to say, it really held up.
Well, I can only hope that Quibi can hold up just as well as TGIF and their programming has through the years. That remains to be seen. Rob and Danielle are doing their best to save Quibi. Mm-hmm. So we are launching our own little pivot to help Quibi, like we mentioned earlier in the week.
Right.
We are launching our own Save Quibi campaign. And yesterday we had a guest who talked about Quibi. And when it rains, it pours. Today we have a guest. My friend Maddie calls into the program and talks about her experience with Quibi.
Nice. That's exciting.
Hopefully we can get everyone on board here. You know, if Streamiverse can solve the problems, we have a good idea of what's to come. All right, turn over to the answering machine.
Hello, you have reached the Streamiversity. Please leave a message after the tone.
Richard, I'm here. Hello.
Quibi.
I'm surprised that I haven't heard about it, though, like, other than from you. You know what I mean? I'm looking, like, I looked it up and stuff, and I was like, oh, there's, like, celebrities who do this. How have I not heard about this? And it's surprising, too, because I'm, like, you know, home, like, not doing much right now with quarantine and stuff. Except for, like, working. I'm still working, but... So it's surprising that I haven't, like, amidst my scrolling and being on social media, I haven't seen really anything about it, except for from you, which is cool, but, like, you'd think, like, a streaming service would advertise itself a little more. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not in the right places. I did, however, watch a little bit of Quibi. I watched the first episode of Anna Kendrick's Dummy, and it was mature, and I liked it. It was good. I was like, oh yeah, you can, that's interesting, because it has like the ratings on it, and the rating was mature, and when I watched it, I was like, oh yeah, no, I see, I get that. I liked it. It was, so in one of your episodes, you talked about how the camera, like the view, if you watched it looking vertical, you couldn't see all of it. And I tried it out and I was like, you're right, you can't. That's dumb. Who decided that? It boasts A-list talent, $1 billion in funding. That's crazy. I mean, I know, well, I don't know. $1 billion still seems like a lot to me. And maybe it shouldn't, because it sounds like there's a lot of billion-dollar projects going on just all the time. It feels like no one uses million anymore. In fact, this is not related, but I was talking to the kid I nanny, and he was like, $1 million, that's not that much. I'm like, $1 million is a lot. You have to get up to $999,000 plus a little more until you get to $1 million. That's so much money. So maybe I think it's a lot of money. Okay, cool. So yeah, I'm gonna watch a few more. I'm gonna watch I'll watch a drama. I am intrigued also because I've seen there are some A-list celebrities. Like I saw Hemsworth and stuff, but not A-list celebrities. Okay, I'll go listen to the rest and then I'll come back.
Please try your call again later.
Thank you, Maddie. We look forward to hearing more from you. So now we have a couple of members of the press for us, if you will. A couple of reporters out there.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess I just wanted to spotlight a little bit about a streaming app that maybe not a lot of people know about. I like to watch CBS All Access and a show that's currently airing, Pandemic Put Aside. They're still editing it remotely and trying to build the episodes week to week, is called The Good Fight. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, it's the sequel to The Good Wife, which I also liked that show when it was on 100 years ago. Well, over a decade ago.
All I know is that things got so bad between Juliana Margulies and Archie Punjabi that there's an infamous scene that has a very obvious split screen where they filmed them separately because the two actors couldn't be around each other. And to this day, people don't know if there's a restraining order that was involved or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know in real life they didn't get along that well. And it kind of made sense because their characters also didn't get along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did the characters start by liking each other and then they had to change that for the characters?
The whole premise of The Good Wife, spoiler alert if you haven't seen a decade-old show, is they had different secrets. And I remember the investigator,
Archie Punjabi,
was sleeping with or had slept with Alicia Florrick's husband in the past. And everyone kept it hush-hush, and it was a big old secret. And when Alicia found out, she was so freaking upset, so angry. So I think that character-wise, that made sense for her not to like the investigator character. Yeah.
Yeah, it only is on fresh in my mind because I saw a tweet that somebody that I follow retweeted, just with the timing of the pandemic. It's some shows that are currently in production had already wrapped up their season. Everything's good. Some shows, though, had not finished filming, and they're just, not going to have whatever the three remaining episodes, and it's just kind of sorry, we're not going to be able to finish this season. We had to stop. The tweet was, something along the lines of, everybody's worrying about how to do virtual TV shows, but that problem was solved years ago, and then the person did a screen grab of that infamous scene where Juliana Margulies and Archie Punjabi are sitting at a bar, and it's very clear. It's not terrible, but it's pretty clear that they're not in the same space and time.
Looks like we're also out of space and time.
Bye, Richard.
Bye, Gretchen. Talk to you after the weekend. Oh no, there's the bell. Streamiversity is over for the day.
But we're going to be back here every weekday as long as Streamiverse is putting out an episode. Be sure to rate, subscribe, and share it with your favorite Streamiversity scholars.